tweet at TodaySOR.
Now, continuing a tour of constituencies for us, Brian O'Connell joins me now from Dublin West. Brian, where exactly are you in Dublin West, and give us an overview of that constituency?
Morning, Sean. I'm coming to you from Tyrrellstown. It's an urban centre here in this socially varied four-seater constituency. Currently, we have one Fine Gael, one Fianna Fáil, one Solidarity People Before Profit and one Labour TD. Leo Varadkar, of course, has held the seat here since 2007. That's unlikely to change, you would imagine. So aside from the usual issues that are coming up, Sean, from health to housing, there are particular issues here people have been telling me about. Transport is one. Bus connects, that's a solution that doesn't please everyone, to say the least. And appropriate housing is another issue. And then services to support housing. I mean, everybody here accepts this is an area that probably will expand. So are the services in place? Let's begin, Sean, down the road in Blanchardstown, where yesterday I met people of different age groups and several issues came up. The pension issue, that's not going anywhere. Disability services, housing was another issue that came up again and again as I met people yesterday in Blanchardstown. These two women from different age groups taught me what their issues are in Dublin 15, beginning with a lack of services.
Whacking up houses, not enough facilities. There's not enough shops, there's not enough schools.
Have you children gone to school yourself?
I have two, 7 and 8.
Was it hard to get into a school?
I have a child with special needs as well. Special needs, it's unreal. She's in an ordinary school at the moment. I'm trying to get her into a special school. I think she's about 40 on the list and there's only 12 places. The HSE waiting list was about a year and a half before she even got help. So we had to pay private for speech and occupational therapy. We just do what we can for her, like, you know.
So that's obviously going to be an issue. If someone knocks on your door, you're going to be asking them.
Yeah, it is big time. But that's insane. And they're just building out there in Johnstown now. They're building houses and houses and houses. And there's not enough. There's still just the same facilities. They're not going to accommodate those people. It's going to get worse, the schools and the shops and everything's going to get worse.
Do you think when you go to vote this time, you're going to vote differently?
Yes.
You said that very quickly.
Yes.
What are the issues here, do you think, on the ground?
Homelessness. And the health, the hospital system. The doctors themselves are great, but the length of time you're waiting is a biggie for my age.
The pension issue, does that impact on you at all?
With the pension issue, I feel sorry for the people that have to wait another year. I know people that had to go and sign on. That'll be probably a huge one for the older people.
Will you change who you voted for from the last time?
Probably.
One other issue in this area, as we're talking about green policy, is the bus connects issue.
Oh, that's just another nonsense, isn't it? Really, like that there's so many other issues have to be sorted.
Why do you say it's a nonsense?
Well, by the time it gets done anyway, in 20 years' time, there'll be other problems by then anyway.
We'll be flying around.
Hey, oh yeah, maybe we'll have by then we'll have our own wings.
So two local women there, Brian, in Blanchardstown, outlining their issues from pension to disability services. One of them at least intends to vote differently, if not both. An issue, Brian, in many constituencies is crime and anti-social behaviour. So what's the story there in Dublin 15?
Well, in particular, Sean, people in Tyrrellstown were telling me that the centre where I am at the moment was almost a no-go area for some families at certain times. Until quite recently, open drug dealing, general antisocial behaviour from gangs of youths in the area, just a lot of hassle and harassment and physical and verbal abuse. But then many people were telling me that there was a very visible Garda response in the area and it led to significant improvements. Locals want to see more Gardaí on the streets here. This is one man. He's been living here in Tyrrellstown for 7 years and he's telling me what the issues are for him.
This is a good area to live in, but recently we have an issue of the antisocial behaviour of the kids.
So when you say antisocial behaviour, what were they doing?
Like attacking people.
So you're talking about verbal abuse, physical abuse?
Verbal abuse, physical abuse.
And you're living here 7 years?
I'm living here over 7 years now.
But you feel that the population is growing here very quickly, but perhaps the services aren't in place?
Are very low, yeah. The population is actually going very, very quickly. Like, it's going way bigger. And then if you can see, as soon as the houses are built, they're all gone. So that even show the amount of people coming to this area.
There's a big demand.
It's a big demand for housing. Tyrrellstown is a good area. And then so far, so good.
Can I ask you about integration?
Okay.
Is enough being done?
I've been here since 2006.
Have you experienced discrimination?
Oh yeah, yeah, it's everywhere. Even between we colour people, it happens. But it's everywhere in the world, trust me.
You're an Irish citizen now, will you vote?
I can vote, yeah. I'll definitely vote.
And when you're going in to vote, what will be the issue in your head that you'll be thinking about? What do they need to say or do to convince you to vote for them?
okay, I'll pick on making the society, making the island in general, making it great again.
Sounds very like a fella in America.
Your man.
What about the issue of drugs? We've heard so much about it.
That one I don't know, because I'm not into it. I only drink.
But
do you
worry about your children?
I'm worried. I'm highly worried. Because the reason why I'm worried is when they leave secondary school, you see this peer pressure that they have. When they leave secondary school, they're going into it, and then they need to stop. They need to stop because all the kids are looking at them thinking, oh, this is making money, but it's not money.
So a serious concern there on the part of that citizen and voter about drugs, Brian. I gather as well you met one man in Dublin 15, a man who's a bit more patient than some of the other locals you met.
I think it was striking how many people said to me yesterday and this morning they were going to vote differently. But this man who worked in the building sector before the collapse, he told me he's quite a patient voter, Sean, and these are some of the issues he wants addressed.
Some say they need more time, others say they can't see any evidence of it starting.
What do you say?
I think if maybe they were given a little bit more time, that we would see evidence of it. Do you know what I mean? Having been in the building trade myself, you know, you can't build houses overnight. You know, it has to take a little bit of preparation. We need amenities as well where that's being built too.
And do you see that as an issue, that the infrastructure isn't being put in place to support all these tens of thousands of houses that are going to be built?
We need schools, we need or a school within the vicinity, we need some sort of health centre, and we need shops and that sort of thing. So if you're going to build houses, you have to take all the rest of it into consideration. If we had more police on the beat, visible, as far as I'm concerned, that would reduce or at least help the situation with a certain amount of crime, especially with maybe with the antisocial end of it. But
are you likely to vote differently this time?
I don't think so, no. With the housing, I'd be willing to sort of say if...
Give them more time.
Give them more time.
Patience.
Patience.
It's almost like Ole Gunnar Solskjaer with Man United.
Give them another year, yeah.
Not sure he'd be saying that after last night's result, 2-0 at home to Burnley. Anyway, Brian, in regard to the candidates, how is this constituency shaping up? Some big names there.
Some big names, for example, Labour's Joan Burton. Many are saying she's got a real fight on her hands. Paul Donnelly from Sinn Féin is putting in quite a strong campaign on the ground. There is a very strong left vote in this constituency. Jack Chambers will be safe enough, you would think, for Fianna Fáil. Fine Gael haven't got two in here before, so they're probably unlikely to do it in this election. Roderick O'Gorman from the Greens is going very well. So where does that left vote go? Will Ruth Coppinger hold on? What impact could a rise in the Greens have? Peter Casey joining the fray will be one to watch, and whether or not his strong presidential vote holds up. So a full list of candidates, Sean, is on the RTÉ website.
OK, Brian, thank you very much indeed for that. Just one other thing you wanted to mention, an update in regard to yesterday's report about people living in tents near the Mar Dyke in Cork.
If you remember, I met a number of people living in tents in the area over a week or so ago. I understand there's been some progress. Four tents are left only, with three individuals and one couple. So quite a lot of work done by Cork City Council. Some of them are proving quite difficult to engage with, but there is a lot of work being done by outreach services, and they have reduced that number now to four tents.
Well, that's good to know. Thanks for the update, Brian. You'll have more constituency reports for us from next week. Coming up, we talk about the books to look out for in the next 12 months.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTÉ Radio 1.